say, hasta la vista, baby. It is opening day. I'm Jake Savicki. And here's the thing about opening day in the MLB. It's the only day of the year. It's the best. It's the best day of the year. You know why? Because everybody's happy. Nobody's upset. Nobody is angry today. And the thing is, you might not have liked what your team did over the offseason. That's fine. You might not be happy with the roster they're rolling out there today. That's fine. Because today, you're just still happy that baseball's back. And that's it. Nobody's mad. Not even White Sox fans. The White Sox fans aren't even angry. Give them till the third inning today and they will be angry. But right now, they're not angry. And that is why everybody's on the common ground of we're just glad to be back. I know my team's not winning anything this year. I don't care. They're back on the field and I've missed them. So I'm going to encourage you guys to carry that feeling with you all year long and just remember how lucky we are to be able to watch the best players on the planet do what they do for 7 months out of the year. Whoo, I'm fired up. And this is a rolling on the positivity of opening day and flyovers and national anthems and fresh cut grass. And I could smell it now and I'm sitting in my office. I'm not even at the field. You know, the clean unis, everything about it, the perfectly manicured grass, the perfectly watered dirt. You see these guys out there holding the hose. There's like four of them. It's on their shoulder. And one guy's just painting like Picasso. Light dirt? Not anymore. I'm going to paint that. Dark dirt now. The dark dirt. It's going to all be the same color. The perfect white lines, got it. There's going to be games being played today in 15 of the most beautiful cathedrals that the United States has to offer. You might call them baseball stadiums. I call them cathedrals. So rolling off of this positivity, here's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to say one nice thing about all 30 teams. I'm just going to, and I've, the problem is I was driving here, I was excited about opening day, and then I thought, I'm going to say something positive about every team. And then I got here, and I sat down, and I plugged this microphone in, and I turned this camera on, and I just started saying all the things that you just listened to. And as I was saying that, I pulled up every MLB team. So I don't have a plan, but I'm going to try to keep this like 30 seconds or less for each team. This is going to be like a 15-minute gig and we're out, but we're going to say something nice about every team. And we're just going to start with this list I got here. I mean, we're going to start right here with the Angels, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, or the Anaheim Angels. Let me tell you something about these guys. I went to a couple games the last 2 days. I went to the Freeway Series, and Angel Stadium just feels like you're 10 years old drinking a Capri Sun on a warm summer day with your buddies, and you're taking a break from riding bikes. That's what Angel Stadium feels like. It feels like a Chia Pet. It feels like AOL Instant Messenger. It feels like a summer road trip in a station wagon with your family. That's what Angel Stadium feels like. It's the most nostalgic park I think I've been to. I think it's my favorite baseball park. Does anybody not like the Angels? Does anybody hate the Angels? I don't think so. Are the Angels America's team? I think they are. Here's what I'm excited about them this year, real fast. And I'm not going to elaborate this deep, but man, that first one on the list just put me in the nostalgic vibes. I'm excited to watch Ben Joyce. I'm excited to watch Logan Ohapi. I'm excited to watch Mike Trout. I think the Angels are going to be a whole lot better than people think they are this year, and I'm excited to watch those guys. All right, now we're going to make the rest of these quick. The Arizona Diamondbacks. Oh, man. What do I like about them? Okay, let's go sunsets and sunrises in Arizona. The Serpentines jerseys they got. My favorites. Corbin Carroll, Marte, and a retractable roof. Also, these guys never let you know what their next move is. You know? They could be like ranked 25th out of 30 teams to make the playoffs and then see y'all in the World Series. That's what I like about them. The Athletics, the A's. Shoot, man. What's not to love? What's not to love? Mason Miller, flamethrower, Lawrence Butler brings all the vibes. You know what I'm saying? And a minor league park. Even the home runs that they hit are still going to land in grass. That's awesome. Hard not to love that. I don't know. Who else we got here? The Braves, the Atlanta Braves. Something positive about the Braves. Something nice about the Braves. It's got to be the tomahawk chop. Do I love that? Oh, man. There might not be a better team thing in baseball than that. Actually, there's not. There just isn't. Let's go to the Baltimore Orioles. What do they have, huh? What do they got over there? They got Camden Yards. That's nice. They got Gunnar Henderson. They got Rutschman. They got Holiday. Hey, you know what's crazy is I read this a little while ago, and I thought it was great. These guys, Baltimore in 2014 was voted the most win sensitive fans in the league, which means that when you win, you are ecstatic. And when the Baltimore Orioles lose, they hate you guys, the fans. They get very angry. I think that's great. What more can you ask for as a player, huh? Love me when I'm good, hate me when I'm bad. Go Baltimore. Next, we got the Boston Red Sox. I mean, they got the Green Monster. The Green Monster. Who doesn't love the Green Monster? They also got Devers this year. Instant drama. Who doesn't love opening day coming into a bunch of drama? Red Sox. This is positivity day. So big ups to you guys for doing something positive and creating drama by taking your franchise guy who's 28 years old in his baseball prime and just bringing in another guy to replace him and make him a DH and piss him off. And now you got to deal with that when you're trying to compete with everybody else. Man, good job. I like that. That is fun. The Cubbies. The Cubs are next. P-C-A. That's Pete Crow Armstrong, if you didn't know that. Pete Crow Armstrong, baby. I don't even say anything else about the Chicago Cubs. Maybe the Ivy. Do they still got the Ivy? They still got the brick wall? I don't care. They got Pete Crow Armstrong, and that's enough for me. That's all the positivity I need. I can't wait to watch that guy. The Chicago White Sox. Man, it is. They have sweet jerseys. Cincinnati Reds. The Cincinnati Reds. Never been to Cincinnati. Met Hunter Green the other day. He's a positive, happy thing about the Reds. I don't know anything else about them this year, though. That's the issue. I don't know anything else about the Reds. But they got Hunter Green, and I like Hunter Green. And I heard somebody yesterday say they're taking the over on the Reds for wins, which means they must be good. So mix Hunter Green with whatever good stuff the Reds got going on. Take the over if you want. I don't know. Go Reds. Reds fans, Cincinnati. Joey Votto, can we just throw him in there? I'm going to throw Joey Votto in there because he's the man. Cleveland Guardians. The Guardians. It's funny they're called the Guardians and their field is called Progressive Field. I miss the Indians, you know? I think the Twins and Cleveland should switch their names of their fields. Progressive, give that to Minnesota. And then take the Cleveland and make them the Indians again. Bow and arrows, you know? And then name their field Target Field. That would be super positive. But I like Cleveland. Who do they got over there? What's it got? Class A? Choo! Lots of positives over there. The Colorado Rockies. That's it. That's the positive. Is the Colorado Rockies. And Mickey Moniak. Mickey Moniak, who got released a day or two ago. Picked up by the Colorado Rockies, former 1-1 pick. I coached against him in high school. Positivity, happy things, nice things to say about the Colorado Rockies is just that. Colorado Rockies and Mickey Moniak. Nothing else. I got nothing else. Detroit Tigers. Never been to Detroit. Never pet a tiger. Interviewed Tarik Skubal once. He's a happy thing for Detroit because he's pretty darn good at throwing a baseball. So that's an easy one for Detroit. I think they open up with the Dodgers. We get the Cy Young Triple Crown winner going against the World Series champs and the best team ever assembled. Woo-wee! Sign me up, baby. And the Houston Astros. Positive is they got Altuve still. And he plays left field. And it's hilarious. And it's not easy. I don't care what anybody says. You play second base your whole life. You play it your whole career. And you move to the outfield. It's hard. It's hard. I'm happy. And I think it's nice to see him doing that. And showing us that it is a tough game. That's all. Kansas City Royals. Look no further than Bobby Witt Jr. I'm not going to say anything else. Bobby Witt Jr. My guy. Favorite player in the league. He's my favorite. Los Angeles Dodgers, there's so much to be happy about, but if I'm just going to say one happy, nice thing about every team, keep the Shohei Ohtani talk, keep the Mookie Betts, keep the superstar, obvious guys, keep them. You know what I'm doing? I'm saying Kike Hernandez is the Los Angeles Dodgers. Kike Hernandez is the Los Angeles Dodgers. I told you I went to Angel Stadium to watch the freeway series the other night. This dude was in the ninth inning, and he got intentionally walked. And he, you know what he did? He took one step out of the box, and he pointed, go run for me. And number 98 with the two ear flaps on his helmet, no back name on his jersey, runs out there looking like the bat boy. Sorry, 98. I'm sure you're a dude, a prospect. You're up there. Good for you. I can't wait to see what your last name is when you make it to the show. Now, Kike's like, go. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. This game doesn't count. Go run for me. He takes a few steps towards the dugout, and they signal, hey, you got to touch first base, Kike. You can't just go to the dugout. There's still rules. Kike has his bat dragging on the ground like the 9-year-old softball girls I coach when they strike out, and they're sad, and they drag it back to the dugout. But what does he do? He goes, I have to touch first base. Ugh. And he keeps his bat on the ground dragging while he runs to first base in a squiggly line, steps on it, rounds first base to the first base dugout side, and continues to sprint with his bat dragging all along the way into the dugout. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen on a baseball field. I laughed uncontrollably. I can't wait for a full season of Kike Hernandez. Man, oh man. Miami Marlins. I can't name a player on their team. I actually cannot. This is the problem with not doing any research. Positive, it's Miami, baby. Miami. Living la vida loca. Yeah. We got to move on. The Milwaukee Brewers. You know what I got that's nice about these guys? Christian Yelich and this logo. It's the best logo. It's the most underrated logo in baseball. They got the M and the B shaped in a glove where you would never even see the M and the B. You wouldn't even know it's a Milwaukee Brewers. What is it? We call that an acronym. MB. It's an acronym for Milwaukee Brewers. That's what that is. And I'm telling you, not enough credit to the designer of their logo. Jackson Churio, Go Brew Crew, Minnesota Twins. What do we like about Minnesota? We like Twins. Twins are fun. Twins are cool. Twins get to do things like play pranks on other people and swap lives. Imagine being able to swap lives with somebody at any given moment. Are twins the luckiest human beings on the planet? I think so. I think they are. I think they are. The New York Mets. New York, New York. Positive New York Mets. Happy talk. Juan Soto. Juan Soto. Here's a nice thing about the Mets is they paid $765 million for a guy who is willing to lie to everybody's face and say, I wanted to go back to the Yankees. They were the number one destination. But these guys over here paid me $765, and the Yankees were only going to pay me $760. So really, they really tied my hands behind my back and gave me no option here. But man, did I want to end up with the New York Yankees. New York Mets, how happy are you that you got a guy that's willing to lie and go to that great of a length for you? For you. You got a good one, New York. You got a good one, Mets. And now the New York Yankees. Something positive and happy. you're not paying Juan Soto $765 million. Yeah. Here's the best part about it, Yankees. You win. You know why you win? Because he said, I want to be here with you guys. And everyone looks at the narrative and thinks, the Yankees missed out on Juan Soto. The Yankees missed Juan Soto. Oh, they let him. Hey, how did they not get him? Poor Yankees. But he said, it was always you guys. I want to be with you so bad. And the Yankees said, nah. Nah, we don't want you. We don't want you. He's like, well, look, they're offering me $765. You guys are offering $760. Could you give me $770? The Yankees said, no. No. The positive is you're not paying that man $770 million. I promise. New York. Also the story, you know, history. New York history, man. That is baseball. It's beautiful. Philadelphia Phillies. Ooh-wee. The happiest thing I can think about when I talk about the Phillies is the bank. Singing, A-O-A-O-K, you know I'll be A-O-A-O-K, and Stott immediately cranking a baseball to set the bank on fire, all-time Philly moment in history. Oh, that makes me happy. That's a good thought. And they're World Series contenders this year. Pittsburgh Pirates, Livy Dunn. And Paul Skeens. Fun. San Diego Padres. What an electric factory they are, huh? Absolute electric factory. What other team has a Tom DeLonge concert in the middle of the game, live? What other team does that? All-time vibes, all-time moment. Jackson Merrill, King, Cease. Who else plays for them? Brett Sullivan. I can't think of anything else, but God, the positivity flowing out of San Diego. Too easy. San Francisco Giants. Oh, man. Willie Adames. That's all I'm going to say. Willie Adames. And the positive, when I look at this San Francisco Giants logo right here, the positive I see and think is they are, the positive is for 29 other teams. Because Barry Bonds is not in San Francisco's lineup this year. And that is a thing that will make 29 other teams happy. And I'm here for happiness today and good vibes. Oh, Seattle Mariners, the Space Needle, huh? The Space Needle, Seattle Mariners. George Kirby and Julio Rodriguez. They should get Randy Johnson back. St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis. They just feel like baseball, don't they? Busch Stadium. Budweiser. Big Mac Land. This feels like baseball. St. Louis Cardinals. Busch Stadium. Feels like home. Never been there. Tampa Bay Rays. They haven't been phenomenal. And they said, you know what? Let's be the Yankees instead. Tear the logos off your walls. Put Tampa Bay Rays logos up. We're playing here this year. That's what we're doing. Smart. Can't beat them, join them. If you can't beat them, join them. Tampa Bay Rays, happiness. Texas Rangers, everything's bigger in Texas. Corey Seager, Bruce Bochy, Adolis Garcia's head. There is so many things to love about these guys. The positivity is flowing. Whew. Toronto Blue Jays? Canada. The Toronto Blue Jays and happiness. You know what I think about? I think about the Four Nations. Hockey. That makes me happy. That makes me really happy. Blue Jays. And the last team on the list, the Washington Nationals. The Washington Nationals. Positivity, something nice. Steven Strasburg, legend, retired officially last year. Which means I think it feels better to be paying a guy $30 million a year who's retired. Because then it just feels like he really did something for you. And his retirement is like a thank you payment, you know? So at least for the 31 innings he threw for you for his $250 million contract, at least now it feels more like a thank you than a wish you were playing. Wish you pitched more than 30 innings for this $250 million. But man, opening day, listen. I think we're like a few minutes away from first pitch. So you guys enjoy the season. Don't forget what it's all about, okay? Positivity. We live in America. And if you're listening to this from Japan, then your five best players live here and enjoy that. But just enjoy the best baseball players on planet Earth. Giving us a show every day for the next 7 to 8 months. Who has it better than us, you know? The answer is nobody. Nobody does. And it starts today. So fire up the grills, put the hot dogs on, crack the Busch Lights, the Natty Lights, the Bud Lights, the Coors Lights, the Modelos, the Micheladas. Oh, go get yourself a helmet full of nachos. Go get yourself a $28 12-ounce beer. Go to a Chicago White Sox game and just go to the game. Don't miss out on the little stuff, all right? Don't forget to stay positive this season. When your team is 12 and 29, don't forget that you still get to watch the best baseball players on the planet every day. And if that's the case, just become a fan of somebody else. That's kind of what I do in NFL and the NBA. I enjoy every game. And then when it gets close to playoff time, I see which team has the best storyline. And I go, that's my team. That's what I want to do. I want to support these guys. I want them to win. So if your team is not phenomenal this year, just do that. Follow along. Enjoy all the games. And then when the season comes close to an end, look at who might make the playoffs and start following that team. Get on the wagon. That's what sports entertainment is for. Best of luck to everybody. It's 29 teams versus the Dodgers. What a storyline. What a storyline. Here's a couple bold predictions. Dodgers win the World Series over, I said it before, I'll say it again, the Orioles. I know it's crazy. Yankees miss the playoffs. They don't even make the playoffs. The Mets, a lot of wins, not that good. They're not going to be that good. They're going to get a lot of wins, but when it comes to playoff time, underperform. They're just going to underperform. The only team that's going to give the Dodgers a run for their money this year is the Philadelphia Phillies. That's it. That's it. And fittingly so, could you imagine if the season for the Dodgers ends at the bank? Poetic? Yeah. Unfathomable? Yeah. Too good to be true for a lot of people? Yeah. But have you ever watched baseball? Because those are the only stories that this game writes. Stories that are too good to be true. So enjoy the 2025 MLB season. I will be checking in with you guys all year long. Play ball.